Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, and we're still in Cycle A, January 25th, 2026. The Gospel today comes from St. Matthew, where he writes, "When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" There is a quiet but profound mystery hidden in today's Gospel. A mystery that touches every one of our lives. God's permissive will. Matthew tells us that when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. It sounds like a simple narrative transition, but it contains one of Scripture's most delicate truths. God allows some things to happen, not because he delights in them, but because he will draw a greater good from them. John's imprisonment looks like a defeat. The forerunner is silenced. The prophet is chained. The voice crying out in the desert can no longer speak. And yet it is precisely at that moment, Matthew says, that Jesus steps forward publicly and announces, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The apparent victory of darkness becomes the very hour in which the light reveals himself. In the Catholic tradition, God's will is understood in two ways: his active will, what he directly desires, like truth and goodness, holiness and salvation, and then his permissive will, what he allows, even when painful or unjust, because he foresees how it will ultimately serve redemption. God did not actively will John's imprisonment, but he permitted it, because the moment John decreases, the Messiah increases. The moment one lamp is dimmed, the true light shines forth. This is the rhythm of salvation history, from Abraham to Joseph in Egypt, from David to Mary, from John the Baptist to the apostles. God brings his greatest works through the very events that seem to contradict his purposes. And this rhythm continues in your life. Each of us knows the experience of a John the Baptist moment, a moment when something good is taken away, a hope interrupted, a door closed, or a path we trusted suddenly collapses. It may be a health diagnosis, a relationship wounded, a job lost, a prayer unanswered, a dream delayed. In such moments, we are tempted to say, "Lord, are you withdrawing? Are you silent? Are you defeated?" But notice carefully, Jesus does not abandon the mission when John is arrested. He advances it. He steps into Galilee, the land Isaiah called a people who sit in darkness, and he brings forth the light. Your life has its own Galilee, the place where fear, disappointment, or uncertainty tries to reign. And just as in the Gospel, It is exactly there that Christ desires to reveal himself more fully. Jesus' first proclamation is not complicated. It is not philosophical or strategic. It is not even comforting at first. It is a summons. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Why repent? Because the heart must be arranged to receive the work God is about to do. Repentance is not merely sorrow for sin, it is the turning of the entire self toward God's new future. It is letting go of the old ways of seeing, the old attachments, the old narratives about ourselves, so that we can recognize grace when it happens. When God permits something painful, the question is not, why did this happen? But what new beginning is God inviting me to see? Repentance opens the eyes to that invitation. Jesus does not say the kingdom will come. He says it is at hand, already unfolding, already breaking into the ordinary. John's imprisonment marks the end of one chapter, but the kingdom announces the beginning of another. A chapter in which Christ himself walks into the places of loss and transforms them into stages of mission, healing, and redemption. This is how God's permissive will works. God allows what he does not love, so that he may accomplish what he does love, your holiness, your freedom, your deeper unity with him. The gospel teaches us today that setbacks are not signs of God's absence. They are setups for his revelation. If John had not been arrested, Jesus' public ministry would not yet have begun. If the cross had not been permitted, the resurrection would not have burst into the world. If your present struggle were not permitted, a new grace might not yet be ripening in your heart. God's permissive will is not a passive watching. It is an active, hidden orchestration in which every darkness becomes the soil for a greater dawn. Today's gospel then invites you to bring to God the things you don't understand, the event that hurts, the disappointment you can't explain, the unanswered prayer you still carry. Place it under the light of God's permissive will. Say simply, Lord, I do not see the whole plan, but I trust that you do. And then listen for his voice, the same voice that broke into Galilee and still breaks into our hearts. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Not far. Not someday. It's at hand. Even now, God is already dawning the greater good. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to sit with it in contemplative prayer and come to know in a deeper way that God holds you in the palm of his hand. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.